So let's look a little bit more detail at how to actually set a trigger. The first stage of setting a trigger will be, as we said before, to use the four-stage protocol to bypass the critical thinking. You see, if there's too much conscious involvement, there'll be a filter and a tendency to reject, possibly, your trigger before you set it. So you want to do this outside of someone's awareness, because that way it's more quickly and easily set. This does not mean you can't set triggers when someone's conscious attention is online. You can, either with their conscious participation, although sometimes that will actually create the law of reverse effect. And secondly, you may need to use more repetition when the conscious mind is there in order to overload the guardian and stop it from interfering. Now, assuming that you actually use the four-stage protocol to make your life easier, the next thing you need to do is to direct someone's inner experience in order to access a particular state. For the purpose of these exercises here, we're going to access hypnotic experiences. Why? Well, you're doing conversational hypnosis, so you may as well access hypnotic experiences, which will help you to deepen your whole learning in this particular field. Now, the way to do this is one of three things. Number one, you can ask certain questions. Questions which will bring these experiences back to life. Number two is to offer descriptions, to use your language in such a way that it brings the pictures and feelings back up inside someone else. This, by the way, is typically what happens to you when you go to the cinema, where watching the screen and hearing the sounds around you begins to change the way you perceive the world, so you feel differently whilst watching the film, and very often it has an effect which lasts long after the film is over. The third method of directing people's inner experience is to fire an existing emotional trigger. Now, that emotional trigger may exist either because it was implanted naturally by the environment, or because you created it in a previous session and you're just using it to re-trigger the same experience. Now, this last one is particularly interesting to us hypnotists because it makes our job a lot easier over time when working with certain people. Anyone that's worked with me already begins to respond to my auditory or my tonal hypnotic triggers. So when I shift my voice tone to a certain tone of voice, all the people that have been working with me in the past begin to access hypnotic experiences. Now, this is a very important reason for you to actually have a different tonality for when you do hypnosis work than when you have a normal everyday interaction, because people will go into a trance when they hear your hypnotic voice over a period of time. In fact, this happened to me quite recently. I was giving a training session to someone, and in order to help two of the participants over something, I began to talk to them in a hypnotic way in order to get them to focus on the task in a particular way. Now, one of the other students in the room, just around the corner, began to hear my tonality, and because he's worked with me extensively in the past, he began to find himself dropping into a trance just because of the tonal patterns that I was using. Now, this can be fun and be great when you use it in certain contexts, but make sure you don't do it in other contexts. For example, when that person is driving a car and you happen to be in it too. So as this example demonstrates, you're going to be setting emotional triggers throughout your life, usually by accident. And now you can begin to polish up your act so you actually only set the triggers for those things which will be useful for you to be able to trigger off later on. Things like happiness, good feelings, etc. Now, before you actually set your emotional trigger, once you've accessed the emotional state, you need to intensify the experience so that it's the cleanest, the clearest access state possible. The stronger the emotion, the better the trigger will work. The stronger the emotion, the more useful that particular state will be later on when you want to utilize it in order to change behaviors or thought patterns themselves. So you need to learn how to intensify experiences. Now, intensifying this response can be done in many different ways, which again we'll explore in this CD. Finally, you actually get to link the actual trigger that you've chosen for yourself to the actual emotional state, and then use that trigger later on to link it to an action. We'll come to that when we get to the abseil formula. Now, how do you link your trigger with the actual emotional response? Well, that's actually the easy part. All you need to do is make sure that the emotional response has been activated and is as strong as possible, and then you set the trigger by just firing it. Now, let's assume your trigger is a certain tone of voice. Let's assume that you're learning conversational hypnosis and you have a certain tonality in order to put people into trances. So my trance tonality is a slower, more relaxed tone of voice. And when people hear this tone of voice, they begin to go into a trance. Now, that tonality itself won't do anything as if by magic. It will only work on the people who have had exposure to me before, who have been in hypnotic states whilst I've been using my hypnotic tonality. And that's the bit that sets the trigger to actually fire off the actual state. They happen at the same time whilst the emotional state is at its peak. Now, what else could we use? We could use a certain mannerism. For example, you could use a certain gesture like opening your hand and pointing it, or a smile, or a head nod, or a head tilt. These are all subtle triggers that you could use inside a normal conversation, which will allow you to set these triggers totally naturally and conversationally inside a normal conversation. So, the key to be able to set a trigger is, number one, make sure it's at the peak of the emotional experience, and then you do whatever it is that you want the trigger to be. If it's a tone of voice, you speak in that tone of voice. If it's a particular word, you say that word. If it's a particular gesture, you make that gesture. If it's a particular touch, then you present that touch in a way that they can feel it. That itself will pair the state with the trigger, so that when you fire the trigger, it also fires a state. Now, sometimes you need to condition the trigger, which means you'll repeat it several times to get it there. As a rule of thumb, the more powerful the emotional response, the more quickly that trigger will be set, and the fewer repetitions you will need to make. So far you've induced a trance, you've accessed an internal experience in the other person, you've intensified the experience to get a purest access of an emotional response, and then you have set your trigger. You may have set the trigger several times to make sure that it particularly takes. The next step, the final step in setting your triggers, will be to test it. Break the state, change their mood, bring them back out of trance, make them think of other things, change your storylines, and then just fire your trigger again and notice what happens automatically. If they take on the same physiology, if their face begins to flush, they sit up, they breathe differently, in the same way as they did whilst they were in the emotional state, then your trigger has worked. If it hasn't, then go right back to square one and begin all over again.